Theoretical recap. HTML tables are one of the most semantically rich structures in the language, when used correctly. A table is designed to represent tabular data, information that has a logical relationship between rows and columns. The key elements are table, the container, caption, a descriptive title for the table, tehead, the header section, tebody, one or more body sections for data rows, tr, a table row, th, a header cell, which accepts the scope attribute to indicate whether it applies to a column or a row, and td, a standard data cell. The scope attribute on th is critical for accessibility. Scope equals col indicates the header applies to all cells in its column, while scope equals row indicates it applies to all cells in its row. A common mistake is using tables for layout purposes, to position blocks of content visually. This is semantically incorrect and harmful to accessibility. Tables must only be used when the data genuinely has a two-dimensional relational structure. Another frequent error is forgetting caption or omitting tehead and tebody, which reduces both the semantic clarity and the screen reader compatibility of your table. Also, developers often forget to add scope to their th elements, leaving assistive technologies without context. Mini example. A simple two-column table listing days and tasks should have a caption like weekly task overview, a ted with th scope equals col greater than for day and task, and a tia body with tr rows containing td cells for the actual data. Keep this mental model in mind as you build your schedule. Workshop brief. In this workshop, you will apply everything you have learned about semantic HTML tables to build a fully structured weekly schedule. This is a practical, hands-on exercise designed to consolidate your understanding of table, ted, tebody, th, caption, and the scope attribute, which were introduced in the most recent chapter on semantic arrays. The goal is not just to produce something that looks correct in a browser, but to write HTML that is semantically sound, accessible, and professionally structured. Your task is to create a weekly schedule representing a typical work week, Monday to Friday, with at least 5 time slots per day, for example, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock to 1300 hours, 1300 hours to 1500 hours, 1500 hours to 1700 hours. Each cell in the schedule should contain a realistic activity or task relevant to a web development training program, for example, HTML workshop, JavaScript quiz, code review, lunch break, reading, CSS flexbox. The schedule must be meaningful and coherent. Do not fill cells with placeholder text like lorem ipsum. Start by planning your table structure on paper or in a simple text file before writing any code. Identify which cells will serve as row headers, the time slots, and which will serve as column headers, the days of the week. This planning phase is essential. It forces you to think about the two-dimensional relationship of your data before committing to markup. Once your structure is clear, create an HTML file from scratch and build the table step by step. Your table must include a caption that clearly describes what the schedule represents, a TED section containing the column headers, days of the week, using TED scope equals col greater than a TED body section. You may use more than one TED body to group morning and afternoon slots if you wish, row headers for each time slot using TED scope equals row greater than, and appropriate TD cells for each activity. Do not use any CSS or inline styles. This workshop is purely about HTML structure and semantics. You should also make sure your HTML file has a valid document structure. Less than doc type HTML HTML, head with a title, and body. As an additional challenge, if you want to go further, you can use the col span or row span attributes to merge cells where an activity spans multiple time slots or multiple days, for example, a 2-hour workshop block. This is optional but strongly encouraged, as it reflects real-world use cases you will encounter as a developer. You are allowed to consult all previous course materials, reread the chapter on semantic arrays, and use any internet resources you find useful. MDN WebDocs is particularly recommended for table-related attributes. You may work alone or ask for help from peers, but the final code you submit must be your own. Validate your HTML using the W3C Markup Validation Service. https://validator.w3.org/ Before submitting, fix any errors or warnings the validator reports. Include a brief comment at the top of your HTML file, using less than, dash greater than explaining the structural choices you made, especially regarding scope, TED/TBE separation, and any use of col span or row span.